From the Tie Cats Audio Network, this is Tie Cats Today with Braden Neville.
Hello and welcome to Tie Cats Today. I'm Braden Neville on the Tie Cats Audio Network, and it's Tuesday, May the 23rd, and a very nice day for football today at McMaster University. The wind wasn't as bad as it's been, and the temperature was a little bit warmer than it's been compared to most of those morning practices over the last week and a bit. I spoke with several Tie Cats today, Coach O, Bailey Feltmate, and some new faces around the Tie Cats, Justin McGriff and Tayon Fleet Davis. Not a ton of news around the league today as teams are getting prepared for the first preseason games this weekend. The Hamilton Tie Cats will be taking on the Toronto Argonauts. Well, that one's at Tim Hortons Field this Saturday at 4 o'clock. Tickets are still available, or you can check that one out on CFL Preseason Live. I talked to a lot of guys today about preparing for that first game, including Coach O. I wanted to know about some of those new names, maybe getting a little bit of buzz at Tie Cats training camp, and what he's been seeing from them. All right, so Coach, another day here at training camp. One question I wanted to ask you, with 80-some-odd guys out there, how do you maintain that dialogue and just relationships with this many guys during a camp?
I think you just spend time doing it, to be honest with you. I don't think there's any cookie cutter secret recipe, and you know, each person is going to lead a little bit different. Year to year, you kind of got to feel out your team. And you also are learning the leaders of the team, you know, who's speaking up, who's passing on messaging, not just from me, but from the coordinators and the position coaches. And so, I think team meeting's always a time when you can do that, but also, you know, how you manage things on the field day to day.
Now, for that game on Saturday, is a lot of the game, like a lot of your preparations, going to be getting guys in kind of that you haven't seen yet, or guys you want to see how they react in that game situation?
We'll find out. No, I'm just, again, it's all based, you know, a lot of times it is, we're looking for evaluation. And the only way to get that is to allow people to play. But you're also preparing for the season opener with that in the background. It's not the focal point, but meaning that you have to monitor the health of the people and that sort of thing. But at the same time, there's people that have busted their tail, and there's always change in rosters. You know, every one of these veterans basically beat out somebody to get a spot. And so that's what competition's about. So it will be an equal mix. I imagine the vets won't see maybe as much time as some of the first year players, but we'll see.
One guy who's been getting a little bit of buzz around camp is McGriff. I was just wondering what you've seen from him so far in the camp.
Well, I think like a lot of players that come up from the States, there's an adjustment period. And you find it, the curve, to be a little bit, I don't know, it's not as rigorous when you play outside. When you play an outside receiver spot, it's a little bit more tedious and involved when you're in the slot. And, you know, he's done a great job outside, and I think it's a more of a natural transition. So I've seen that, and then also he's made some big catches. But like I said the other day, practice is one thing, game is another, and that's why we play the game.
Another guy we'll be chatting with after is Fleet Davis. What can you give me on him so far throughout the camp?
Self-starter. Highly motivated, great burst, infectious personality. He's tough. Looking forward to watching him play.
If you decided how much you might use Bo, I mean, just that he's a vet, but he's, you know, such a key.
We haven't made a decision. I wouldn't think that Bo's going to see much time, if any at all, to be honest with you. Okay. We'll see how that goes. And we'll decide later in the week, and we'll put together a plan and just kind of see where we're at. But I don't anticipate him playing a lot.
That was Coach O following practice today at McMaster University. And before I get to two of the newest members of the Tie Cats, I wanted to talk to Bailey Feltmate. He enters his third training camp, a key member of that Tie Cats special teams. And I wanted to know how year three is looking so far for the former Tie Cats second round pick.
All right, so Bailey, now we're in your third training camp here with the Tie Cats. Has it gotten any easier now being that you're a little bit more of a veteran?
Well, every year you kind of see the game just slow down in general. So as any veteran player, every veteran player will tell you, every year the game slows down much more. And I noticed that this year especially, and I feel a lot more smooth and fast getting to the ball.
Now with some new guys on that special teams and on the defense, just how has it been just maybe getting to know some of those new faces around the field?
Everybody here is awesome, man. Like, we pick the right people, and our special teams unit is going to dominate like we always do. And I think just bonding together each day at practice is the priority right now, and getting everything done together.
And now Coach Reinbold's back. He was here, I believe, in your rookie year. What's it been like to have him back as that special teams coordinator?
Oh, amazing, man. He's a character, and we know that his schemes will bring us to greatness and bring us to the Cup, so couldn't be any more happier.
Now, your first game coming up here on Saturday, just take me through your mindset of getting prepared for the Argonauts here in your first game, our first preseason game of the season.
Well, we have that rivalry with the team down the QUW, so it'll be a fun game for everybody, the new guys to get out on the field and know what it's like to play Canadian football, and then for the vets to get out and feel what it's like to play football again in a live game.
Yeah. One thing Reinbold always fascinates me is how he comes up with different types of drills year after year, even from practice to practice. Is that noticeable to a player on special teams?
Yeah, of course. He keeps it fresh for sure, and he just makes sure his players are always ready. And so he'll give any drill that prepares us the best for the game.
So I watched that one with pads today where that looked like a footwork thing to make sure you knew where your feet were. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just to get our footwork ready and get us working as a team, which he is great at. So we appreciate him for that, honestly.
That was Bailey Feltmate, and it'll be interesting to see him reunite with Coach Reinbold, and also just to see what that special teams will be able to do this season. Now, one guy that the Ticats signed way back in early May, I know, it feels like all these days have just been so long and so much has happened, but that is Justin McGriff. And to say this guy has been making a good impression so far at camp, well, honestly, that would be a bit of an understatement, as he has quickly became one of the more noticeable players in that Ticats training camp. McGriff is one of the younger guys on the team, being born in 2000, but you would not be able to tell by looking at him, as the 6'6", 215-pound receiver out of Tampa, Florida. Well, he had a very strong college career before coming over to the Ticats. He recorded 80 receptions for a total of 1,037 yards and 12 touchdowns for the Aggies out in Utah. McGriff is just the 37th player in Utah State history, actually, to have over 1,000 career receiving yards. Now, all through camp, McGriff and Bo Levi Mitchell, they have been connecting for some pretty spectacular catches. And I wanted to chat with the first-year receiver as he prepares for that first game on Saturday.
All right, so Justin, you are in your second week now of your first CFL camp. How's it been? How's the adjustment been like being here playing the Canadian game?
It's been fun, man. It's been a huge adjustment, like just the culture of football-wise. But all in all, it's been fun. I can't really complain too much.
Now, you're getting those first-team reps, and you're playing your first game on Saturday. Just what's your emotions like, you know, knowing you're going to be playing in that first game against the Argonauts?
Man, I'm just excited. Honestly, you know, just, you know, be back out there on the field, play football is the best thing, best feeling in the world to me, honestly, you know. Excited, anxious to see what I want to do, you know, see what I'm going to do, you know. And I'm pretty sure everybody else that know about me is pretty anxious to see what I'm going to do, too. So, you know, I'm just pretty excited, honestly.
So prior to training camp, had you spent much time in Canada?
No. So this is like my first time ever being in Canada.
Okay, so what are your initial thoughts on being in the city of Hamilton and being over here on the other side of the border?
Just how nice the people is, honestly. I was kind of shocked first when I first came in. I walked to the store to grab something, and just the clerk and everybody was just so nice and was so welcoming. So that was the biggest thing, just like how welcoming the people is.
Now, I've been watching you in training camp, and it seems like you've just been making big catches all week long and all last week. Is that always been a part of your game, just being able to get up and make those big catches?
Yes, sir. It always has been, but, you know, it's something you always got to work on, you know. You always got to work on being a playmaker. So, you know, those catches I practice, like, outside of practice, you know, I go outside and I run those same big plays, them deep routes. So now when it comes into actual game time or practice time or whatever it be, it's be easy for me.
Now, it seems like you and Bo have already kind of had that connection early so far. What's it been like catching from him and just being out there with with a vet like himself?
It's been a learning experience, you know, Bo just, you know, telling me different ins and outs of defense when I'm running my routes, you know, how to attack the different leverages, how he see the field. So throwing with Bo's kind of been a huge learning experience, really changed me as a receiver from when I first got in, because I was kind of new to the game. Mm-hmm. So him showing me all the ins and outs of the moving parts, especially with the extra guy on the field, like playing with Bo has kind of been like a huge help for me, honestly.
Yeah, and now with Coach Tommy Condell in that offense, just how has it been like learning that playbook? Has it taken a little bit of work? Are you studying it every night?
It takes some work, man. You know, it's a simple playbook, but once, like, you got to actually look at it. But once you get it down, you know, you just going now. So, you know, I come out there, I run through my playbook, and I look at it, you know, at night. Then I look at it right before I walk out, and then I'll be ready to go.
That was Justin McGriff following today's practice. One of the newest Americans fighting for a spot on that Ticats receiving core. Another player that has been making some waves at training camp is running back Teyon Bleet Davis. And might I add, one of the best names I've ever heard for a running back. But whether it be for his explosive speed or his outgoing personality, he is someone that has just had the people talking in a busy training camp. So Bleet Davis most recently spent time with the Kansas City Chiefs. And before that, he played 42 games over 5 seasons at the University of Maryland, totaling 276 carries for 1,343 yards and 15 touchdowns, all while adding 52 receptions for 549 yards and 4 touchdowns. So a guy who can catch and run the ball. I wanted to chat with him about what kind of player he is and what we can expect to see in that first game on Saturday.
All right, so you're into your second week now of training camp, your first one here in the CFL. How's it been going for you so far?
It's been going great. Getting a chance to know these guys and be around them, learn the new, the waggle motion and see how everything is going. Getting adjusted to the defensive line, being a yard off the ball. Everything is new, but it's fun learning again. And I'm glad I'm learning with the vets that we have.
Have you found there's been a lot of adjustments just going from that American game now over to the Canadian game?
It has been a lot of adjustments, but nothing we can't handle, you know, nothing that's worth, a lot of time, a couple of weeks learning. You know, we learn very fast, and the coaches do a good job of teaching us, so, you know, they made the job easy.
Now, your first game on Saturday, are you excited? Are you a little nervous for that first taste of CFL action?
I'm very excited. You know, I know the rookies will get out there and play a lot, get a chance to show the coaches, you know, what we can do and stuff like that. So I'm very excited to go out there and show them what I got in store.
Now, for the fans at home who might be listening, who haven't gotten to see you yet at training camp, how would you describe your game?
I would just describe it as electrifying, you know, also being able to catch and run great routes out the backfield, but also not scared to run through a guy. You know, I'm 220 pounds, but I play like I'm 185 the way I move. So, you know, I'm a good big back that's able to do both.
Now, a guy like Butler, what has it been like getting to see him, a guy who's been improving in this league, and getting to maybe learn from him a little bit?
It's been great, you know, being able to hang with him on and off the field, being able to watch him, you know, it's just been a great blessing to me because every backfield I've been in, I've been playing with a lot of guys who are very good. So I take what they got and I learn from them, and I just add it to my game. So he's been nothing but a great veteran to me, something like a big brother, you know, just teaching me the ins and outs of this league. And, you know, he's just being a great role model, as he should.
Play much special teams? I mean, a lot of times guy comes into the league here, mm-hmm. You know how it works here. Yeah. Special teams are so big because it's every third play.
Yes. So I do play a lot of special teams, but, you know, like you said, coming up here in the CFL, special teams is way more, it might be way more important than offense or defense. You never know, depending on how the game goes. So, you know, I'm definitely getting adjusted to playing different positions on multiple special teams coming from America and here. So it's been something new.
Did you do some in college or not?
I did. I played a couple punt return, punt, and also played kickoff and kick return.
As a ball handler or
As a ball handler in college. But up here now I got to transition to a blocker, which is nothing new, you know. It's a mental thing.
Yeah. What about tackling? You think you could do that?
Oh, yes, sir. In high school, I played linebacker, so that was my first love. Right. So, you know.
So you could do that, too, if you had to play mid-range on that.
Absolutely. On that. Yes, sir.
Big thank you to Teyon Bleet Davis, as well as Coach O, Bailey Feltmate, and Justin McGriff for being on today's show. We are only 5 days away. That's right. You can count it on one hand, 5 days away from that first game this Saturday at Tim Hortons Field against the Argonauts. So I know there's a lot of people excited to see that first glimpse of the Ticats this year, myself included. That's all for me today. I'm Braden Neville, and make sure to tune in next time on Ticats Today.